3901.
Hey, 3901. So, I freed up one of our supervisors. He's not real close, but he is on his way there. So, if that guy does interfere with you again, at least we'll have a unit on the way. If you don't have any trouble, can you please do me a favor and head ready for service so I can be reminded and I'll call off the road supervisor?
So, you want me to hit a ready to service now, or what?
No. You're going to Lewis and Clark College, and you're going to be there in 10 minutes, right? So, that's where the guy's at. Is that correct?
Right, and there's no layover there now. It's a turn and burn to do the last run.
Right. So, what I'm getting at is I have a road supervisor on the way. He's not going to be there in 10 minutes, but if you have problems with the guy, you're going to stop the problems with the guy, you're going to hit a ready for service. So that way I can tell my road supervisor they don't need to go there.
Okay, I have an alternative idea. I have a really good place that I can pull over and not block traffic and sit for 10 minutes at the 76 gas station. How about if I do that?
Isn't there a stop in there that you have to hit?
Yeah, that's one of the stops. I can stop there and just hold out for 10 minutes.
And this avoids the guy, or where he was anyway?
No, what I'm talking about is stopping about 5 or 6 minutes before the college at the corner of Terwilliger and Taylor's Ferry.
Oh, I see. You want the road supervisor to get there first. No, we don't want to do that. Like I said before, I don't want my road supervisor out with this guy if I don't have to do that, because I don't want to put him in danger. So you're going to go through there first. If the guy steps out in front of your bus, just leave all your doors closed and everything, and the road supervisor will be there pretty quick to help you. But I'm not going to have him roll up in his little itty-bitty SUV, which is a lot more exposed than a bus.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So it doesn't matter if I get put at risk, but, you know, that's okay, huh?
No, that's not what I'm getting at. I mean, you understand as a bus driver, somebody can jump out in front of your bus at any given time, right? It doesn't have to be this guy. It could be downtown. It could be anywhere. That can happen to any of our 500 buses on the road at any given time. That could happen. So if that happens now, we're going to deal with it just how we deal with it all those other 500 times. You're going to let me know, and I'm going to get you some help. I'm not putting you at risk. It's just something that could happen at any given time. It's just part of the job.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is this individual is a different individual than just any old person on the street who happens to be in the front of a bus. This guy has already threatened me and been very aggressive, which caused dispatch to tell me I could pass him up. So we've got a kind of a history with this guy already.
Right, and I understand that, but he might not still be there. We only have 10 seconds left, so if I lose you, I'm sorry. 7 seconds. But if he's not there, then there's not a problem. Send me ready for service if he's not there. Thank you.